This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Pick Six with Mully and Haw, where we debate the top six sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Haw. Pick Six with Mully and Haw starts now.
What's your take on the White Sox wrapping up an 0-6 road trip with a 6-1 loss in Cleveland as part of an 8-game losing streak? A year ago, when Jerry Reinsdorf's team produced the worst record in baseball history, they didn't lose their 8th straight until late May. They're currently on pace for a 27-135 season. Are they already worse than a year ago? Would you care to revise your predicted record?
Difficult to talk about, though. The White Sox going 0-6. They had a couple of opportunities to be in games. I don't know that they really had an opportunity to win a game. They could have tied one and forced extra innings, and they obviously avoided extra innings by walking in a run. They're on track for a 27-135 season. Just think about that. That is completely insane, but that's where they're at right now. If you just think about the way they've been losing, and an 8-game losing streak is difficult, even if they were in a couple of those games. As far as my revised record, I thought I was going to have to raise it significantly because I think I had 47 wins, right? And I'm not sure that they're – here's the problem. And you tell me, how are they going to score runs? How are they consistently going to score runs? Most of the professional bats they have on their team are injured right now. Now, they weren't injured throughout the 8-game losing streak, but they've had guys out, and then the guys that are playing are not playing very well. So they're doing better than I imagined with their starting pitching, but the bullpen's still awful, and they can't score a run. They averaged 2 runs a game over this 8-game losing streak. They actually scored 16 runs. And they were shut out, managed to run in a couple of games. I mean, very, very frustrating. And again, you know, you're taking days off the calendar because you know these players are aging, but they can't get old fast enough. You can't get young guys in here fast enough, and you don't even know how many of those guys are actually going to make it. Because one of the big guys they've been waiting for a number of years is batting .088 in the minor leagues.
Help. Yeah, they need some help. Help's a good word for what's going on at the baseball field over 35th and Shields as they return home. They've got a 6-game homestand. The Red Sox are coming in. We even heard in the first segment of the show the Red Sox broadcasters making fun, like, oh, perfect tonic for a bad start for the Red Sox. Well, let's go to Chicago because the White Sox are in poor form. I think I said 60 wins, which I don't know what I was, you know, I must have had a late night the night before or something was wrong with me or I was trying to be optimistic. I mean, based on how they're playing, 40 wins? And to your point, Mully, like the guys that are, you know, quote unquote professional hitters are hurt. How long are they going to be out? They're out right now. And how long will they be out? I don't think Chase Meidroff is going to, you know, be all of a sudden get the lineup in order and everything else. There's an old betting thing with baseball. It's the three up, three down rule. So if you're looking for a bright spot, White Sox fans, maybe jump on board tonight. You know, the White Sox are under minus 200 against the Red Sox. So you keep betting until the White Sox win a game. So you'd have five wins in a row right now betting against the White Sox. And I think ninth loss in a row comes later tonight over at the rate.
Yeah, it's open season on the White Sox. Unfortunately, they don't have a lot of things going their way, and it doesn't look like there's any hope in sight. The offseason was devoted to, if you pay attention to anything positive going on in the organization, it's all about the pitching. And the best pitching is at the double-A level, and some of the young pitchers have been promising, but it's not enough because they never really address the offense. And their best, theoretically best player in Luis Robert Jr. is off to a bad start, and there's nobody in the lineup to protect him or to give him any kind of help. You don't have the conversation like you do when you're talking about the Cubs and the impact of one guy like Kyle Tucker making everybody better. There's really not many proven hitters in the White Sox lineup to make better. It's a bunch of minor leaguers or cast-offs that are trying to put together a batting order to manufacture some runs. Tough job for Will Venable. He knew what he was getting into. And there's no real hope in sight offensively. So it's difficult to see this team winning more than 50 games. And that even seems wildly optimistic based on the start that they've gone to, that they're off to. I ran into Ozzie Guillen yesterday at the United Center. He was leaving. I was coming. And poor Ozzie's like, and he can put it in his own words better than I can, but essentially said, I don't really have to analyze anything anymore. What I'm worried about being is a comedian. I have to come up with good material because to get through this season, he's going to need some really good material.
And again, ask yourself that one question. Are you better afterward?
That's the voice of Steve Stone. He joins Mully and Haw at 8:25 this morning to talk White Sox. Do you feel excitement or pity for Chase Meidroff, the team's eighth overall prospect who has been called up to go against the Red Sox from Boston this weekend? Meidroff has a hitting line of 267-450-600. Can he aid the listless bunch that hit 10 of 60 with runners in scoring position during their current eight-game losing streak?
I'd be excited for him, and he should be excited to make his major league debut. This is a great opportunity. The flip side of what we just discussed is that as bleak as it looks for the White Sox, the players in that organization have to view this as an opportunity for them. Chase Meidroff is the next guy to get one, and it's a big one. He went down to Charlotte because he had a disappointing spring. He took advantage of the opening there, and he has hit three home runs in nine games. He's played five of those games at shortstop, four at second base, and I think he's got some positional flexibility that's valuable to a team that's going to play him probably a little bit of everywhere. Don't think they have a set lineup, but if he's at the top of the order, he can be a catalyst. If he's at the bottom, he can still get on base. He needs to give them a little bit of oomph that they lack. He gets to do it this weekend against a team that traded him. That should be a little bit of incentive, but is making your major league debut should be motivation enough. I'm excited for just the new player coming into the White Sox fold, somebody who is ideally going to be part of the future and maybe part of a White Sox team that approaches respectability, whenever that may be. Hopefully he's here to stay.
I would never feel pity for anybody lucky enough to play professional sports, ever. So there is no pity, no matter who you play for, what town you play in. There is no pity. And David, great tidbit about, you know, a little extra potential motivation for Chase. He was drafted by the Red Sox and now is with, obviously, the White Sox.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. Chase Meidroff is a contact guy. He is a guy, he's not known for being a big power guy. He's a guy that can kind of spray to all fields, contact hitter, doesn't strike out a ton. It'll be interesting to see if he can be a catalyst, if that does, adding a guy on base, if that helps them in any way. But he's not protected in this lineup either. And I think he's coming up to play against the team that traded him. He was one of four players in the Crochet deal, and it'll be interesting to see what that looks like if he's playing against him on Sunday. But it's difficult to make your major league debut if you don't feel sorry for anybody coming into a team that has lost eight straight and is facing an opponent that's better than them, and that nobody feels has much of a shot tonight, including you, Dustin. So I think that the problem with coming in to a losing organization that is in the midst of a losing streak is that you more so than any of the other guys they're bringing up from the minor leagues, this is, can this guy be the guy? Can this guy turn them around? I think there's added pressure on a young player coming up because you think he's going to be here for a while and he could be part of the team that eventually becomes good enough to not lose 100 games. So I have high hopes for the guy. I think it's a tough situation to come into, especially since he was in AAA with Boston last year, and a lot of people thought he would be making his debut this season with them, and instead he's got the wrong socks on.
Wow, that's a great question.
What is your read on Jordan Wicks no longer in the pitching probables at AAA Iowa? Could he be pitching for the Cubs in LA on Sunday?
You know, that is sort of what you wonder when you see that he's no longer following Cade Horton and the probable pitchers at AAA Iowa. So that would seemingly indicate that he's joining the Major League Ball Club. Now, I don't know if he's joining as a starter or if he's going to begin helping out in the bullpen, but it would appear that, you're not going to scratch a guy without giving an injury update, right? So it would appear that he's headed to the big league club. I don't think he starts on Sunday, but I wouldn't be surprised if he did.
Well, tip of the cap to Tommy Birch, who covers the Cubs very well. He was the one that said, do with that information as you will, the info that Mully just mentioned that no longer listed as the next starter. It won't be Cade Horton, but Cade Horton had a nice night overall, again, last night for the Iowa Cubs. It won't be Cade Horton. David always wants to say, is everything about betting for you? Yes, I would bet money that Jordan Wicks is the starting pitcher on Sunday. I would be shocked. And the only other way to do it would be Colin Rea does like an opener, does three, and then he follows him. You know, maybe that's what happens. But then let's put it this way. I will bet money that Jordan Wicks will throw a baseball in L.A. on the actual field of play against the Dodgers. How about that?
Would make sense for him to start and Rea to come in next just because you get a little more of a rhythm that way. And Jordan Wicks is used to starting. So that makes sense. And Sunday Night Baseball, big stage against the Dodgers, Dodger Stadium. The Cubs go into this weekend series, then if that is the reality, and likelihood it is, they're going to have Ben Brown and Jordan Wicks on back-to-back nights against the defending World Series champions, the best team in baseball. So the Cubs, I'm not sure what they're hoping for this weekend, but I know they want to win the series. It will be difficult because of those two realities. Your two youngest pitchers in your rotation that's been compromised now by an injury to Justin Steele go up against that lineup. So Jordan Wicks, the challenge will be great. I don't think that if he's on the mound starting a game, though, you lower your expectations. If you expected five from your starter under ordinary circumstances, that's what you want to get from Jordan Wicks. So don't limit what you think he's capable of doing. He has been good in spurts, and he's a little bit of a surprise that he didn't make the major league roster. But I think when you go out and get Matthew Boyd and Colin Rea, I think that you and Javier Assad is somebody that you think is coming back. It gets pretty crowded in that rotation. So hopefully Jordan Wicks gets to L.A. Safely. If he's not already there, gets a good night's sleep and starts mowing down Dodgers on Sunday Night Baseball.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime, through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, first question.
The voice of Matas Buzelis. How much of a chance do you give Matas of making NBA all-rookie team? What would that mean in the grand scheme of things?
Well, I think it would mean that he has developed just as the Bulls have designed. And he has been steadily improving. He is, I think, fourth among NBA rookies in scoring since the trade. Right around 13, 14 points a game. His role has expanded, and he's taken advantage of that. It's more than just the explosive dunks. He's gotten better defensively. If he makes the all-rookie team, it gives him a reward for the hard work and the commitment to improvement. That's always good when you have a young foundational player. So I do think it would be more significant than people might think as just another line in his resume. Remember, this is a guy who came to the Bulls, did not have the college experience. Did not have the, well, he was the conference player of the year in this conference or league. He was on the all-ACC team. Or he wasn't on any of those things. So something like this might mean more to him than it would be your typical rookie from Syracuse or Duke or Kentucky. So Matas Buzelis, if he could get a reward like this for what he put into this season as a rookie, would just represent more positivity and more progress that he certainly has made.
I think it would mean the world to him personally. I think it would mean a lot to the organization. It would look like a really good thing. I mean, David, that's a great stat you just gave us. I mean, I would actually be shocked if he was not part of the all-rookie team.
I don't know that he's going to make it, honestly, the all-rookie team, because he didn't have the earliest start to it. But I think that, when you think about the way that he's played toward the end of the year, he's been looking pretty good. But I just think that, like, the Spurs have that Stephen Castle. I think he was the fourth pick. He's pretty high on the list. And they got, who's the kid from Atlanta? Rishisher. He's probably up there. And, guys like, I don't know, Alex Saar, Zach Edey. You know, I mean, there's more of these guys than you think there are that are having pretty good years. And I think the fact that he kind of didn't do a lot in the first half of the season could make it more difficult for him to make an all-rookie team. But I think you've got to be pleased with the way that he has come on and the way they brought him along. And I think there's been a lot of stock sold on him, a lot of stock selling, by Kendall Gill, and I'm seeing what he's seeing now. So thank you, Kendall, for getting us on board with him.
There's no intrinsic value to this question.
What was your biggest impression of the first round of the Masters? How much did you watch after our show ended?
You know, I went home. I had a lot of errands and stuff I had to do. But when I did get down in front of the TV, I had a Sox game that I watched for a little bit. And then I was watching the Masters. So I was flipping around just as I got some work done in front of the television. But I was running around a lot. I probably went back and watched more highlights when I heard of things than I did just watching the start of the tournament. But I will be in front of it on Sunday. You can count on it.
I also did have it on yesterday.
That's it?
Just don't know like how I should answer the question because it's just another story.
Oh, wow. I mean, so he throws that trap, and you wonder why he's... You are really something
special. You don't understand.
Special.
I really don't care how much you like the Masters.
That is crystal clear. I mean, that is 100%, but and I've been giving you props all morning about Bryson DeChambeau.
But listen to me.
Congratulations on picking
you're taking
golfer.
That the wrong way.
Why limit yourself to
No,
Masters?
You're taking that the wrong way. I'm not depriving you the chance to enjoy something you consider...
That's kind of a tradition unlike any other. If there's something that I like, I think we go out of the way to poo-poo it.
Okay, well, I'm sorry if you feel that way. I don't go out of the way to poo-poo the Masters because you like it. I would go out of the way to poo-poo the Masters just because it's never been something that has been that appealing to me. I respect everybody's right and why they enjoy it. The pageantry, the backdrop, it's calming, Jim Nantz, all those things. The tradition. I love tradition. It is a tradition unlike any other. I did not watch anything yesterday. I watched highlights. I got things to do. It's a Thursday. Who's got time on a Thursday to watch golf? Who's got time on a Thursday to watch golf? Tell me that. I do not. I watch the highlights. I like the way they condense everything. You can pay attention to a lot of things because of the way the technology is these days. And I don't want to deprive anybody from enjoying a sporting event or... We can have fun, and whether or not it's the most important thing in Chicago, it isn't. But I just feel like that was the first round. I'm glad that I was as close to the top with my prediction as you pointed out this morning. I enjoyed that a little bit last night. And Justin Rose being on top was a bit of a surprise.
To answer your question,
what did you think of Devin Hester telling Kay Adams he hopes the Bears draft a running back at number 10?
I love that pick. I love that pick that they got OC from Detroit. That's the type of offense we need. That's why I say bringing in another running back with this offense, that dual threat that you have in the backfield, it's going to open up the passing game. And if he can bring in that type of offense, it's the defense will feed off that.
Your thoughts on Devin Hester wanting the Bears to take a running back at 10?
Devin Hester sounds like a lot of Bears fans who are enamored with the idea of Ashton Jeanty becoming a chess piece for Ben Johnson. And it is an exciting possibility. I don't know if it's the most prudent path they could take, but it depends on how they approach this draft. Aggressively risk-taking, because I think it would be risky to take a running back at 10. Based on your other needs and based on the way that you have committed to rebuilding this roster from the ball on out, everything's about the trenches. The 1920 Football Drive YouTube episode, the last time I think they released this week, the last one was about building the trenches. So those kinds of signs, that kind of direction is one you're comfortable with if you think that if Will Campbell is there or Kelvin Banks is there. I saw him mock to the Bears. Maybe Matt Bowen even said that yesterday on the afternoon show. And those are the things that kind of you nod your head, like that's the way you build a football team. When Devin Hester, the most electrifying Bears player of this generation says that he would get excited about drafting a running back, there are also a lot of people saying, yeah, Devin, me too. So it's just fun to get these guys involved. You love hearing from Devin Hester, and I agree with him. If Ben Johnson wants Ashton Jeanty and he's still there, the possibilities will be very exciting.
Well, if the Bears do take the Texas tackle, as Matt Bowen suggested yesterday with the midday show, just so we're all on the same page, it's Kelvin. It's not Calvin. It's not Kevin. It's Kelvin, K-E-L-V-I-N, Banks Jr.
So, like the coach.
Yeah. So, guy to keep your eye on. I think the Bears are in an interesting position here. I think they've got, for lack of a better term, cover at all positions right now. I don't think they're in desperate need of, like, they got to have this. Got to be watching on Twitch. Mully's giving me the Jay Cutler bitter beer face right now. They can take the best player available regardless of position. That's what the Bears should do. They could use help everywhere, but I don't think they have one area where they absolutely must. Geez, really watch on Twitch. And Mully's telling me to get out. As soon as the extra point's done, if I'm excused, I'll leave. They don't have somebody you must take a guy. And if you heard Todd McShay on with the afternoon show yesterday, he mentioned that he believes this is the deepest running back class in his entire 20-plus years of covering the draft. So if he's accurate and Jeanty is there at 10, then I think you have to say to yourself, well, why is he there at 10? Is it because this draft class is so deep? And at that point, maybe somebody wants to come up to 10 and you could recoup a little draft capital, Bears.
Yeah, I like that idea of taking Kevin Banks. That's for you, buddy, with love. Yeah, I like that idea. I like the idea of I don't feel like they go into the season with a viable known entity at left tackle. I just worry about a guy coming off an injury.
What idea do you like, Banks probably or me. Jeanty?
I like Banks is what I'm saying. Oh, okay. I like that idea of getting an actual left tackle. And if Will Campbell's gone, here's what I wonder, David, and I do wonder this. Let's say Jeanty goes early. Then are you know, when you listen to Devin, he says taking a running back. He didn't mention Jeanty. So do you take then the next running back on your list? I wonder about that. If you get the best running back, then I'm all for it. But if you're taking if you're not getting the best running back, if you're getting the next best guy, why not wait and get the third best guy or the fourth best guy in the second round? The reality is the running back isn't the premium position in the NFL anymore, and there were a lot of pretty decent ones that were out there. But I think that what Dustin's on to is sort of what I've been trying to say, is that I don't personally believe they're in a position to take the best player available. I think that they have needs. And I think they have serious needs. And I think that part of the problem is when a friend of mine is texting me from out of the country who wants to know what was wrong that they got rid of the linebacker who wound up in Dallas with the head coach, you know, Jack Sanborn. And I'm kind of like, well, he didn't run well enough, but he's a great player and he tries hard and he was great on special teams. All of that is true. But you want the best, you know, you want the best players at the best positions. You want to have guys that are top five at all of these key positions. That's what you're after in building a team. It's not, well, we don't really need him because this guy's pretty good or that guy's pretty good. You just want to be the best at all these different positions. And I got no problem if you're going away from prime positions, provided you get a guy that is the best guy on the field, the best guy at that position in the league. And that's what we saw last year with the improvement of running games. The reason the Eagles won a Super Bowl is because they went out and got Saquon Barkley, and they added to what they had. And
well, that's the point.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but it's got to be the best. I'm saying if it's the second or third running back, I'm not taking the guy at 10. And so if it's Jeanty and you deem he's the best guy, go right ahead and take him. But I think you got to be careful with the depth of this class to understand you might get a guy close to the second guy with the fourth or fifth guy. You know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to say. You don't get it. You don't get it.
Well, I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
You know what I was saying.
Yeah, sort of.
No, I didn't say it well. I knew it. All right. Yeah, I hope they get a good player. Extra Point is next. We'll get right to it. Mully and Haw on the Score.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.